Whenever I hear about these crazy laws, like it's illegal to put salt on a railroad or for a chicken to cross the street, I often think there has to be some pretty interesting history behind how these laws came to be. Well, hello there. I'm Christina, and you're listening to History and Hearsay. If you enjoyed today's video, don't forget to give it a like. Today is part two of how every state got its craziest laws, and we're headed straight over to Mississippi, where you can be fined up to $100 and spend up to 30 days in jail if you curse in front of two or more persons. This law, which predates the Civil War, makes profane swearing a Class 4 misdemeanor. Now, there doesn't seem to be a regular enforcement of this rule, but it was last updated in 2013, so I guess it's not just one of those forgotten laws on the books. Now, you might be wondering, what about my First Amendment rights? Okay, calm down. I agree. Those are extremely important, but apparently profane rants that cross the line into direct face-to-face personal insults or fighting words. I feel like that's a uniquely Southern thing that we say. Them are fighting words. I don't think I ever heard anybody that wasn't Southern say that. A case in 1969, Watts versus the United States, established that profanity spoken as part of a true threat does not receive constitutional protection. In Missouri, it's illegal to wrestle a bear. This is another one that I feel is completely unnecessary to enforce because nature just has a way of taking care of those things. But this law also covers a bunch of other things involving bear wrestling or setting up a bear wrestling event. So it appears as though it's actually referring to a person who is training bears to wrestle each other and then setting them up at an event for people to buy tickets and come and watch. In Montana, it is illegal to drive a truck or other vehicle with dirty wheels. This law is similar to one we shared in part one. The law actually says a vehicle whose wheels or tires deposit mud, dirt, sticky substances, litter, or other material on any street or highway. This one is still on the books under section 845, public nuisances. It's also said that in Montana, it's illegal to bring a rocket with you to city council meetings. This law is specific to Billings, Montana, but I would love to know who that law was written for. In Nebraska, it's illegal for you to get married if you have an STD. This law is true, and it states, at the time of the marriage, the male must be at the age of 17 years or upward, and the female of the age 17 years or upward. No person who is afflicted with a venereal disease shall marry in this state. In Nevada, it's illegal to ride a camel on the highway. Now, while this is one of those laws where I'm not able to find the specifics on, there are laws about riding horses in the roadways, and the camel law issued is said to have originated back in the mid-1880s when the U.S. Army experimented with using camels as everyday pack animals in the American Southwest. At the time, the Southwest was a difficult region to navigate due to its harsh terrain and lack of water, which made it difficult for traditional pack animals like horses or mules to transport goods across the desert. Seeking a solution to this problem, the Army imported camels from the Middle East and Africa to see if they could adapt to the conditions of the Southwest. The camel experiment proved successful, and for a time, camels were used by the military and private companies to transport goods across the desert. However, with the onset of the Civil War, the experiment was discontinued, and many of these camels were sold or released into the wild. Over the years, people began keeping these camels as pets or using them for entertainment, and they were riding them on the highways, which proved to be pretty dangerous. And in 1877, the Nevada state legislature is said to have passed the law making it illegal to ride a camel on a public highway. And of course, this law was intended to prevent accidents and to ensure the safety of both camel riders and motorists. In New Hampshire, it is illegal to carry away or collect seaweed at night. Now, this law is real, and it specifically says you can't carry away or collect any seaweed or rockweed from the shoreline below high water mark between daylight in the evening and daylight in the morning. This law is believed to have stemmed from colonial times when seaweed was used as a fertilizer by farmers. Town ordinances regulated harvesting to ensure that everyone had a fair chance. So basically, they were trying to keep certain farmers from going in the middle of the night and stealing up all the fertilizer from everybody else, I guess is what we're saying here. In New Jersey, it is illegal for drivers to pump their own gas. Now, believe it or not, this is actually a real law. New Jersey is one of two states where you can't pump your own gas, and it's been that way since 1949. There have been many exceptions in recent years. However, any form of self-service gassing up is a violation of the Retail Gasoline Dispensing Safety Act. And the main aim of this law was to ensure that gasoline is handled safely and properly. And if you're caught violating this law in New Jersey, be prepared to pay a fine. The first offense is $250, and for each offense thereafter, it goes up to $500. Feels dumb and somehow anti-American. Don't tell me I can't pump my own gas. Another New Jersey law that's worth mentioning is that it's illegal to wear a bulletproof vest while committing a violent crime. Like, if you're gonna commit a crime, we at least want the chance to shoot you back. While this sounds pretty funny, most states do have laws about wearing body armor while committing a crime. And if you've been convicted of a particular crime, it may be illegal for you to even purchase any form of body armor, because now we can't trust why you want that body armor. I don't feel sorry for you. You did it to yourself. In New Mexico, it's illegal to hunt in a cemetery, which brings up concerns about how we're going to handle the zombie apocalypse, but this law seems to have more to do with hunting on private property than anything else. In New York State, it is illegal to speak to people on an elevator. The written law actually says, while riding in an elevator, one must talk to no one and fold his hands while looking towards the door. There's that famous New Yorker don't talk to me attitude. While it's not 100% sure why this law was passed, some people have suggested that it possibly has something to do with the way that elevators were once manufactured. When they were first used, elevators were really clunky and the cables would jam and break, and there were quite a few accidents in the beginning. And it seems like a stretch, but people say that New Yorkers tend to flail their arms around when they're talking, and they would be speaking to someone and the elevator would do its thing and they would smack or punch somebody in the face. So it's believed this law was passed to prevent other riders from accidentally being slapped or slugged while in an elevator. Let me know if you guys think that sounds legitimate or not. In North Carolina, elephants may not be used to plow cotton fields. The researchers at ONU say that this seems to come back from the Barnabin and Bailey Circus days. When they were on tour, they would take the elephants out and use them to plow fields as like a publicity stunt to kind of like draw people in and sell tickets and all that stuff. But they were causing a lot of damage to the land in those areas. In North Dakota, it is illegal to fall asleep with your shoes on. Now, according to lawdictionary.org, this is a real law, but we can't confirm whether this is a private or a public law. And also, it doesn't say if it would be legal to sleep in public with your shoes off. In Ohio, it's illegal to own a bathtub. In the early 1800s, Ohio banned bathtubs due to the cholera and smallpox epidemic. The state believed that the practice of sharing bathwater among family members was contributing to the spread of these diseases. This law is now considered a misguided attempt at disease control that might as well be taken off the books. According to ValueNews.com, in Oklahoma, it's illegal to make a silly face at a dog. Citizens should take care in how they interact with a dog. Individuals who make ugly faces at a canine can be fined and or jailed. I can only imagine what caused this law to be passed. Like, was somebody making an ugly face at a dog and got attacked or something? I don't know. In Portland, Oregon, it is illegal to wear roller skates in the bathroom. Now, people are assuming that this was passed to prevent the spread of germs, but I don't quite understand it. I'm pretty sure that every skating rink I've ever gone to across multiple states all have a no roller skates in the bathroom sign, but I always just assume maybe they didn't want you to fall and hurt yourself or something, but I typically just ignore it because the attendants hold my shoes behind the counter counter, and I'm not going in there with my socks on. It's also illegal to get married on a roller rink or an ice rink in Portland, which I'm guessing is just because too many people are getting cold feet. Wow, that was corny. In Pennsylvania, it's illegal to ask a fortune teller where to dig for buried treasure. Now, this law actually states that all fortune telling for monetary compensation is illegal. And this law means that psychics, fortune tellers, and tarot card readers typically have signs that state for entertainment purposes only. In Rhode Island, biting off someone's limb will result in 1 to 20 years in prison. Again, why do we have to put this on the books? In reality, this law covers more than just limbs. Every person who shall voluntarily, maliciously, or on purpose put out an eye, slit the nose, throat, lip, or cut off, bite off, or disable any limb or member of any other shall be imprisoned. As they should be. In South Carolina, people under 18 are not allowed to play pinball machines. This law is real, though several lawmakers are trying to get rid of this antiquated law. Pinballs were associated with gambling for almost 100 years, and many states had actually banned the game for everyone. When the ban went away and South Carolina brought back legal pinball playing, there was still a prohibition on anyone under the age of 18. Some parents feared their children were spending too much money to play. So basically, this was seen as a form of gambling, and they were just thinking that they were taking advantage of kids and taking money from kids. So, I guess I could see it. In South Dakota, it's illegal to sleep in a cheese factory. While I'm unsure of the origin of this law, it kind of makes you wonder if maybe somebody got hurt on the job, or maybe this has to do with cleanliness in the factory, because there's a similar law in Illinois, but that law specifically has to do with food cleanliness in the factory. It's illegal to sell hollow logs in Tennessee, so don't you even try it. Supposedly, the reasoning behind this is that unscrupulous log dealers, may sell them to unsuspecting buyers as solid wood. They'd be advertising hollow logs as solid wood, which of course burns better and longer. And so this was really just to stop some shady business guys from taking advantage of people. So I'm here for it. In Texas, it's illegal to sell someone's eye. Apparently, this law prohibits the buying and selling of any organ outside of standard medical uses and isn't limited to just eyeballs, which again, why did we have to write this down? But what's even more concerning is that breaking this law is only considered a misdemeanor. In Utah, it's illegal to sell alcohol during emergency situations. So if the governor declares a state of emergency, they want everybody to have their wits about them for that emergency. Okay. That one passed in Louisiana, I can tell you. In Vermont, women must obtain written permission from their husbands to wear false teeth. This law is real, but it's unclear as to where it started, which is unfortunate because I bet that is a really juicy story. In Virginia, children are not allowed to go trick-or-treating on Halloween. Now, this law is a bit more specific than how it's portrayed. It actually specifically is referring to children over the age of 12, and it's considered a misdemeanor in some Virginia cities, which is sad because why do you have to put an age limit on fun? In Washington, the harassment of Bigfoot, Sasquatch, or other undiscovered subspecies, it really says that, is a felony punishment by a fine and or imprisonment. This law originated in 1969 during the height of Bigfoot fever in Washington. And my guess is that maybe someone or something were mistaken for these creatures and were sick of being attacked. What do you guys think? Let me know in the comments down below. In West Virginia, it's unlawful for clergy to tell jokes or humorous stories from the pulpit during church service. Furthermore, if you've ever participated in a duel, it's unlawful in West Virginia for you to hold public office. So clearly they weren't standing for any tomfoolery around these parts. In Wisconsin, it's illegal to serve butter substitutes in prisons. Originally, butter substitutes were completely banned in the state of Wisconsin until a law that was repealed in 1967, but it remains illegal to serve butter substitutes in public places like restaurants and prisons, unless it's specifically requested. I always thought they were known for their cheese, but clearly they take their butter very seriously as well. Thank you guys so much for watching today's video. If you haven't checked out part one, go check it out here. And until next time, I'll catch you right here in the next one.